بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها والله سميع عليم. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala made it clear that there is no compulsion and no force in deen. And then Allah Ta'ala further explained that the righteous path, rushd, has been made very clear from the path of a falsehood, ghay. So when that is clear, then any and every person can see the clear path and follow accordingly. From here also we learn that when we make effort on anyone, we should make effort that he sees the clear path. Not just that we present Islam to him, the minute he is by nature, he is cleansed of filth and dirt, he will follow the right path easily. We find many people who gave da'wah to non-Muslims and they were not accepting, they could not understand. They asked them, for example, to make a ghusl and then come. And then they understood. For example, they told them, eat halal food for a certain period of time and then come. And then they understood. So the minute a person is on the clear path himself, he will see the truth of Islam. There is no need, there is no question of forcing a person to accept Islam, and we don't have to pressurize him also in any way. We just have to make effort that, and dua also, that he himself by nature, he is cleansed. And that is to accept Islam, and then within Islam to see the right path, the path of Quran and Sunnah, the path which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was and the Khulafai Rashideen, in contrast to the path of modernism, the path of liberalism, etc. Would make that effort on that person and he will see the clear path himself. We don't have to make so much effort to try and make him understand that this is the right path. More effort to be made that he gets cleansed and purified. Then he himself will see the right path and with conviction he will follow it. So Allah Ta'ala says, once this path is so clear, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ. So جو کوئی نہ مانے گمراہ کرنے والوں کو, those who deny and falsify طاغوت, all the false deities, shaitan, all the wrong ways, whether it is out of Islam or within Islam, all the wrong modern new things. A person who will now, by nature, when he is cleansed himself, he will see the clear path. And then he will, when he condemns all this evil, وَيُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ or يَقِين لَعْوِ اللَّهِ par, and he brings him iman on Allah Ta'ala, فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى, to usne pakar liya halqa, مضبوط, then he has caught a very firm ring. Now that you just hold on to that ring, and that ring is so strong, it will never break. Just like Allah Ta'ala also says, وَاَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold on firmly onto the rope of Allah. That is the Quran Sharif, and this rope will never break. But we must make sure we don't let it, it doesn't lose our hand. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala says this hidayat, and a person who now disbelieves in all the evil forces, believes in Allah, he has held on to a very firm ring. And this ring also will never ever break. It will pull him right into Jannah. But only from his side, from our side, we should see that we don't, it doesn't slip out of our hands. We must not fall into ghaflat and we get involved in other things. That path is so clear. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Taraktukum alal bayda. I've left you on a clear white path. Layluha ka nahariha. The night of the path is like the day. In other words, there is no darkness, no confusion, nothing that a person can mistake and misunderstand. It's a clear, clear path. لا يزيغ عنها إلا عالق. Only a person, only that person will turn away from that path who is hell bent on going to hell. Otherwise, nobody will leave that path. It is such a clear path. لن في صام لها جو توتنے والا نہیں. It doesn't break at all. It is a firm path. Just hold on to it, and a person will get full and go to Jannat. والله سميع عليم. Or Allah, سب کچھ سنتا جانتا ہے. And Allah Ta'ala hears everything. Allah is fully aware of everything. All the kufr a person has got within him, the iman he's got in him, Allah is fully aware. What a person is talking to other people, what he's talking to himself, Allah hears all that also. So everything is in the knowledge of Allah, whether we have got that kufr or iman. As in many, many ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٍ. Those people who have got a sickness in their heart, the sickness of the love of kufr, the sickness of imitating the non-Muslims, the sickness of the love of this dunya, etc. All that Allah Ta'ala knows it very well. It's concealed in the heart. And many a time a person himself also does not know about it. But Allah is more knowledgeable about us than we ourselves. Like Shaitan had made ibadat of Allah for so long, and there isn't a span of earth left anywhere where he did not make sajda. But all the time he was on kufr. He was thinking he's on iman, but he was on kufr. And when the test came, then it came out clear that he was on kufr and disobedience of Allah. So we also have to be very much afraid that aren't we also on kufr, thinking that we are on the righteous path. We are making namazes, we are reading kalima, everything. But if there's that kufr, وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٍ. If we are amongst those that have got that disease in that heart, and that disease keeps on increasing all the time. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَتْهُمْ رِجْسًا إِلَىٰ رِجْسِهِمْ. That filth and dirt increases all the time. وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ. And when they die as non-believers, as kuffar. So we should be very much afraid of that all the time. The Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, were always afraid that haven't they got hypocrisy, that disease in their heart. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was such a great man, went to Huzaifah to Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, whom Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had given the list of all the munafiqeen. And Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhum told him, I'm not asking you for that list because that was a secret and you have to keep it as a secret. But just inform me, it's not my name in that list. So much of worry the Sahaba had. But today, generally, we hardly think about it. And we will blame other people that you are doubting us, etc. We will doubt other people, but we don't doubt ourselves. A true believer, the sign of a mukhlis, a true believer is all the time afraid. Haven't I got this kufr in my heart? This hypocrisy in my heart. And a person who does not worry, that person should worry very much what his condition is. A person who is convinced I'm right and I'm going to Jannah and I got no worry, that person is in a very, very dangerous position and condition. May Allah guide us to righteousness. The Quran has spelled out everything for us. Let us be sincere to ourselves, take these lessons and correct ourselves before Maut comes. After that, there is no chance whatsoever. Before Maut, we have got all the opportunity. And after that, if we did not, then it's only destruction in the worst of forms. May Allah protect us all and guide us to righteousness. No.